This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, as we're nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network. And we're heard around the world broadcasting right now, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America. Also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for all that you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, we want to thank you. The truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you do in keeping America moving at night. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website to find out all the stuff you want to find out about the show and take advantage of the different free stuff that we got over there, too. So, right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Whew, that said a lot there.
That's a lot, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I caught my breath there. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's a lot of stuff going on tonight, and we'll try to cover most of it. There's some news that been developing during the day, and of course things happen at night, so some stories that were out there in the daytime have changed their flavor tonight, if you will. But first of all, the White House late yesterday, warned of record illegal border crossings that are going on ahead of the vote by Congress. They're trying to rush people across the border and get them into the United States, because if for some reason this is upheld and the president starts doing what he's doing, it's going to make it a lot tougher for those illegals to sneak across those areas where there's really nothing to keep them from coming over here.
Well, that's exactly right, and we also understand, too, that even people traveling in families seems to have hit a record over the last 5 months or so. From October through February, border agents, we understand, have arrested some 136,150 people traveling in families, trying to come across the border. So there is a lot of border crossings, underway. It's interesting, too, because we hear in the mainstream media that, you know, arrests are down and the crossings are down and where's the crisis and all that kind of thing.
Now, there's a bunch of stuff going on right now politically. You can start almost anywhere. AOC is in the middle of a big feud back and forth with Jerry Falwell Jr., debating over some comments that were made by him at CPAC over the weekend. And they're going back and forth, and she's not necessarily in the driver's seat anymore. She's in the hot seat because that move to get rid of her buddy, Ms. Omar, the Somalian congresswoman from Minnesota, has slowed down a little bit because for some reason the congressman in charge of the Foreign Relations Committee has stopped the action against her, taking her off that committee. He wanted her removed from that committee. He started that process. So I wonder what's going on here, because this woman is not pro-American, in my opinion. She shouldn't be on something that's as secret and classified as the Foreign Relations Committee that determines the foreign policy for our country, where she could actually spill the beans to people in another country. Oh, gosh, I don't know. Maybe they might be communists, or they might be members of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Al-Shabaab or whatever they might happen to be. You know where I'm going?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of concern here. And it's interesting that the Democrats are not taking very quick, very swift action to try to make sure that this freshman representative, who's been there, what, a couple of months or so now, and continues to make these anti-Semitic remarks, that they're not doing everything they can to make sure that this is not part of the Democrat Party brand. And I'm just really, really flabbergasted at it. But yet she's made these apologies in the past, but as I understand, as far as I know, Captain, she has not made an apology for the latest remarks that she's made.
Now, that's true. And here's the other part of the problem. Does a U.S. congressman or woman have to have security clearance in order to go on to, say, military bases, various classified parts of the base, and to sit in on top secret clearance meetings and this, that, and the other? Does a U.S. congresswoman or man have to have that security clearance?
I think, generally speaking, no. They've been elected to the Congress.
That's right. Correct. That's correct. So this woman has access to all this intel without being properly vetted. And I'm telling you right now, if she was a civilian and being vetted, I'd be willing to bet you she couldn't get the security clearance.
I would be very, very surprised if she could, only given some of her history, of course. But also, Captain, I think it's very important to ask this question, and that is, she says these different things about Israel, and she's not happy with what they're doing or what have you. But it's interesting to me. I wonder if she would be just as critical of other countries in the Middle East, because remember, Israel, number one, is our ally. They're the only democracy in the region. Most of the other countries in the region have very strict laws that they follow. They go against homosexual people, gay people. They throw them off buildings in Iran and other places. And I'm wondering, Captain, when is she going to come out and say and condemn these kinds of things that are happening in the Middle East?
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And have the Democrats gone too far seeking dirt on President Trump? Have they gone too far? We're going to get into that and more on a Captain's America Third Watch, live all across America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All righty, and that's Frank Salvato, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. You know, your local Geico Insurance office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. Now, they cover more than just your car. They offer coverage for motorcycles, ATVs, boats and RVs, and they'll even help you with your homeowners or renters insurance too through the Geico insurance agent near you. So check them out online. Go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com to locate your local agent, and then go from there. Schedule an appointment or schedule a review of your insurance, or just get a quote from them and see how much money they can save you. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to play a little interview that was done yesterday between Sean Spicer, the former press secretary for Donald Trump, and Bill Hemmer on Fox News. And they were talking about all this stuff that was going on and the fishing expedition being done by not only Jerry Nadler, but also Adam Schiff. So here we go.
All right, moving on now. 81 people linked to Trump. This House panel is seeking documents on people and groups related to the president from all walks of the president's life. And on that list is you, Sean Spicer.
That's what I hear.
You hear that? You haven't been notified?
I've read the reports in the news that I'm on that list. Look, elections have consequences. The Democrats won the House of Representatives. They have an oversight responsibility that I respect. The only point that I would make on this is this kind of interesting is it started off with the House Intelligence Committee focusing on Russia and collusion. They came out with a report that said that there wasn't any. Democrats said that it was a one-sided debate and that we needed to look to the Senate. The Senate came out and confirmed that there was no collusion. Now we've got the Mueller report going on, and what the Democrats are starting to realize is that from all the tea leaves that we've seen, that while some people did some bad things, that there were some people that clearly interfered with the last election, that there was no collusion. And so they started to move on and go on what appears to be at least a potential fishing expedition, kind of going through the president's finances and personal relationships and etc. They have a constitutional right and responsibility to exhibit oversight over the executive branch. But going back through the president's personal finances and history, who knows how far, seems a bit of an expedition as opposed to enacting an agenda that they put the American people to be elected, to govern on. So it's interesting that when given the chance, winning an election, instead of focusing on all these issues that they care about, they call as their first witness in one of their committees a convicted liar. And then the second thing they do is go on a wild fishing expedition.
All right.
Now, I have a friend, Kyle, who is a former district attorney from the county that I was a firefighter in, where I first started my firefighting responsibilities in upstate New York. And I was talking to them. They live down here now in Florida. And I was talking to them the other day about what's going on here. And he said, let me explain to you what's going on here that's being done backwards. An investigator, a district attorney or a U.S. attorney, would investigate crimes. They would not investigate people just to see what the people were doing, but they're looking for specific crimes because that has to be how they get their warrants, correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So the Congress is doing this backwards. They're investigating the person who winds up getting investigated once they find a crime and it leads to an individual. Then they start investigating the individual. They're doing it exactly backwards. And what happens if they don't find anything? Or what happens if what they find is remedial? I mean, it just means nothing on the Richter scale. What happens then?
Well, they certainly would try to gin it up into being some kind of big political nightmare. In fact, Gerald Nadler is essentially saying that, they're going to have to make the American people understand that
they're going to have to convince them.
To convince them, exactly,
yeah.
To impeach the president.
Yeah.
And so that's right. So they'll take literally anything. And the working backwards thing, to me, Captain, is more akin to a fascist dictatorship like, Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or something like that, when you simply target people, because, mm-hmm. and they're doing that exactly to Trump. And, mm-hmm. and actually, they're not only just targeting Trump, they're actually trying to target the voters who voted for Trump by saying, you cannot have, the will of the voters is going to be ignored. Mm-hmm. And so, because you voted for Trump, we're going to do all this nonsense.
Well, it's backfiring, and here's how I know. A Gallup poll has come out, and Americans' approval of President Donald Trump's handling of the economy is at the highest point of his presidency, hitting 56% at a poll that was done during the month of February, from the 12th till the end of the month, the 28th. And Trump's rating for handling the economy is also the highest of his approval ratings of any of the 14 domestic and foreign issues tested in the highest in the latest Gallup poll. Now, Americans also approve of his handling of unemployment and putting people back to work almost as high at 54%. These are very high numbers, and when you compare them at the present time to where, say, Barack Obama was or George W. Bush was, or even going back to other presidents, this is higher than those presidents were, with the exception of Bill Clinton, who had a record high approval rating in 1999 of 81%.
Well, right, and of course, but and even Bill Clinton, to a great degree, became a lot more centrist. He wanted to govern, you know, and ultimately, and he was able to reap a lot of those benefits. President Trump, of course, is not just presiding over a great economy; he's actually taking steps to make that economy, if you pardon the expression, great again. You know, and
or greater,
exactly, because he's unleashing the American people. What the far left, the Democrat, I guess they call Democrat socialists now, whatever that is, but they actually want to constrain the American people. They want to have all kinds of regulation. They want to make sure that if you're successful, you're going to be punished for that, essentially. And so the American people are bristling at that, and that's why I think you see these big poll numbers for President Trump.
Well, that could very well be. Now, something else that happened to the Democrats that blew their ship out of the water yesterday was the American Civil Liberties Union, known as the ACLU, has come out against the Democrats' new election overhaul legislation, saying the bill does too much damage to the First Amendment, and it's unconstitutional. That absolutely just threw a tomahawk in the middle of their hopes.
Well, sure, and you know, what we're seeing, even generally speaking, with the legislation that the Democrats are introducing and passing through the House, essentially, is really sort of this bizarre wish list, laundry list, that if they could simply just run amok over everything in America, these are the things that they would want to do. The automatic voter registration, this election law that they want to pass and so forth. It doesn't matter if it's constitutional, doesn't matter if it makes any sense. Or how about this? How about the Green New Deal and all those ridiculous weird things, getting rid of cows and airplanes and building train tracks across the ocean? They're actually showing us, and maybe this is just the Trump derangement syndrome finally, you know, completely full blown for them, because they are showing that they just their attitudes, their ideas are literally crazy, and maybe that's a good thing that they're showing us that.
By the way, I want to say hello to some folks chiming in. Trucker Ed with Gordon Foods headed up to Jacksonville this morning, and Trucker Ed, you have a safe trip up there, and he's listening to us on the radio. And Catwoman and Road Dog are in Missouri tonight, and they say it's 25 degrees where they're at. And Trucker Eric's in Lenoir City, Tennessee. He's bedded down for the night there. He's taking his break, and he said it was 26 degrees, when he was there. So good morning to those guys, and thanks for chiming in. And, of course, that's part of our trucking community that's with us every night, all night, Kyle.
Absolutely. No, it sounds, and that's cold, too. You know, in California, if it gets to be in the 40s at night, everybody says, oh, this is way too cold. But I can't imagine where they're at and having be that cold.
Yeah, well, it's colder yet when you go further north. They're not going up where the cold is. They're still below zero stuff way up north.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the other thing that's going on here with the ACLU is when groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, who have traditionally supported everything the Democrats do, echo the concerns of H.R. 1, which is what this bill number is that the Democrats are trying to push through, then the Democrats have got a really big problem. And it's not PR anymore. It's called the constitutionality of something that the ACLU believes will be shot down.
Well, exactly right. And I'm actually very gratified that the ACLU is being so definitive on this, because the Constitution is the framework for our society, our government, how we're going to conduct business and so forth politically, and so many people, Captain, want to shred the Constitution. They want to move away from it as some archaic kind of document, so it's good to see that the ACLU is standing up for that.
Okay, got to take our break, and we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good morning to Al up there in Nebraska. Good morning to Richard the Marine out there in Oregon. And I shall return. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of
Bacon Lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will be in Alabama Friday to look at tornado damage.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. You know, we've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia.
At least 23 people were killed in the state, including 59-year-old Sheila Creech. She was there waiting for repairs to her Panama City Beach apartment building, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Michael. California's attorney general won't charge two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, last year.
When confronted shortly after breaking the door, Mr. Clark did not follow officers' commands.
He ran into his grandparents' backyard as they were investigating a vandalism report. Officers say they mistakenly thought Clark was approaching them with a gun, but it was a cell phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Thank you very much. Ron Edwards will be with us on Thursday. And by the way, just to let you know, Wayne Allen Root will be on the weekend show this week. He just let me know that he's going to be around Friday night his time, Saturday morning my time. So you'll catch him on the weekend show all across the country. And Kyle Warren is with us right now. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, Alan Dershowitz, who knows a thing or two about the law, correct?
Oh, yes.
He has said that he believes now, in his opinion, the Democrats have overstepped their bounds in seeking dirt on Trump. And this goes back to what I told you about my friend, the district attorney, that said that they're doing this backwards, which is not the way things, when you're building a case, if that's what they're doing, and we believe they're trying to build a case for impeachment, is that a fair assumption?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay, when they're building a case, you have to build the case in a proper manner. And they're doing it backwards.
They are doing it backwards, and they really don't care what they find, as long as they find something that they can essentially parlay into being a big national crisis problem about Trump, and so that they can say we've got to impeach him right away, because of course they know now that as Sean Spicer said earlier in the clip that you had with the tea leaves that we're reading, there's really not going to be anything big about this Mueller report about collusion, and that they were going to hang their hat on that for impeachment. But they know that that's not going to happen. So now they have to find something. Now it's interesting because you mentioned about Dershowitz, and Dershowitz, he's not a conservative Trump supporter. He is a liberal guy, but he's also I think he's a fair guy, and I think that, and he's taken a lot of heat, by the way. He's taken a lot of heat for actually coming to say, say things like, well, as a civil libertarian, maybe we shouldn't trample over everybody's rights the way that, you know, we seem to be doing this kind of thing with these endless investigations. And he's taken a lot of heat for that. But what he is essentially saying is that the Congress is actually keeping the president from acting as the president, basically, and he believes it really has gone too far.
Now, a couple things on the world scene. Number one, coming from England, they may have discovered a cure for AIDS because they've been treating a man with something since September of 2017, done with stem cell transplants for his Hodgkin lymphoma. And he tested positive for AIDS, and all of a sudden, since 2017, he's had no problem. Now, he's been, he had the disease for 10 years, from 2007 to 2017, so there may be a tremendous breakthrough for the folks that have been suffering with AIDS.
There really may be, and so this is some really, really good news, obviously. There's been so much research done and so forth, and of course, I think what they're going to want to do, obviously, is make sure that they can replicate this, that they understand, you know, sort of how all this went together. All these different factors, I'm sure, could be variables, but certainly, yeah, this is great news, and hopefully this is going to be the breakthrough that the world has been looking for.
Now, something else that's coming out here, news from overseas, and it's from North Korea, is it appears that North Korea is once again rebuilding one of their missile launching sites, and this is concerning because this is after the talks fell through, and it looks like as if North Korea is back on Plan A.
That's true. And so as we're watching this very closely, and of course there was quote unquote no deal right at the summit, to some degree that helps Kim in some ways, because for local consumption of propaganda, he can say that he stood up to Trump or this, that, and the other thing. But yes, it is very, very concerning. And even with the relaxation, basically, I think we'd call it that, of the big war games and these kinds of things with the South, with the U.S. forces, I don't know. At some point, we might have to go back to our Plan A, as it were, if this kind of thing continues, because it's not acceptable.
Now, there was something that happened yesterday, and I took personal offense to this, because having worked for FEMA as a contractor, having volunteered for the Red Cross and actually done disaster relief myself and gone out there and assessed damages and whatnot, which is part of what I did, and also been a public information officer for the American Red Cross, and responded to numerous emergencies, so many I can't even tell you how many. National Public Radio came out and said something yesterday, which was just appalling. They said federal disaster money benefits rich people more than low-income people and minorities in America, and the government tries to minimize taxpayer risk when allocating aid, meaning that rich people get more money and inequality is worsened by disasters. Give me a break, which is why the president yesterday went out of his way to say all the resources of the federal government will be sent to the disaster declared area by the government, the federal government, as well as the governor of Alabama. Rich, poor, green, little, whatever, they're going to all get the same benefits. Now, the problem comes in with the people that are less educated that don't realize that you don't just sit there and they don't come and hand you a check. You have to actually go to wherever the forms get filled, and if you can't read, write, or do whatever, they'll do everything they can to try to help you, but it's up to you, the individual, to apply for what's there for you if you want it.
Well, right. Yeah, you have to be, people have to have some responsibility for something.
I couldn't do the paperwork for the people that were applying for disaster aid. They had to do it.
Well, exactly. But again, you know, what you were describing before seems to be the kind of thing that fits a certain narrative, right? Only the rich are okay, and only they prosper.
And I'm sick and tired of that crap, because it's not true when it comes to a disaster. It just isn't true.
No, in fact, most unfortunately, when disasters hit, nobody wants to see that happen, but disasters seem to be a great leveler in our society in many ways.
Yeah, because all the money gets equally distributed amongst the people that are there. Now, some people may have owned some more things, or there may be a business versus a home. For example, a mobile home is not going to be worth what a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch home is going to be worth.
That's true. That's right, by a significant margin in most cases. Yeah.
Right, and that's the difference. But if they're using that as their basis for their cockamamie comments that they just mentioned, and again, this is another reason why, and by the way, NPR, they don't need a dime, not a dime of taxpayer money. They are make money. They are a profitable venture, just like these television stations. They make a certain amount of money to begin with, and then they try to make extra money through their charity things, they call it.
Well, right. Again, yeah, and it just seems, again.
And I know I just screwed that up with some sort of fashion, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're looking to perpetuate a certain narrative that seems to go along with the idea that somehow America is bad and we need some kind of major restructuring, socialism, or some other kind of social justice, or whatever the cause, you know, celeb it is that day, or, you know, of that week or so. And so instead of, again, just working to promote a good society where people are getting jobs, just like President Trump and his agenda is trying to do right now, it doesn't care if you're black or white or whatever, if everybody's getting a job and things are getting better, that's what America's all about. We move forward. We move up.
Now, let me say something that was said by a famous individual, and you can tell me who you think it was. Quote, "It's not my position to tell people how to feel or that their hurt is invalid. But incidents like these do beg the question, where are the resolutions against homophobic statements, for anti-blackness, for xenophobia, for a member saying he'll send Obama back to Kenya?" Who said that?
Good question. Who said that?
AOC on Twitter, one day before the House votes on the resolution condemning the anti-Semitism in reaction to Representative Ilhan Omar's comments about pro-Israel advocates. By the way, she is not even mentioned in that condemnation.
No, she's not. And, well, you know, again, is she trying to divert from the very serious problem?
Yes.
Of having, yeah, a United States representative who appears to be very much against Israel and making anti-Semitic comments. Let's focus on one thing at a time. We don't have to have a big laundry list. But generally speaking, I would respond this way, Captain. I would say, look, you know, we're living in the United States of America where people are free. Not everybody agrees on everything here, but we all seem to agree that people can do their own thing. That's not the case in the kinds of countries where people like Ilhan Omar come from. And that's a big deal. We shouldn't try to make this country more like that.
And we are now finding out that that AOC's chief of staff was involved in some shady dealings in Silicon Valley, and that might explain why that $885,000 or a million or thereabouts was taken out of the campaign and deposited in what they call dark money accounts.
Yes, that's what the FEC complaint alleges.
All right, got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Captain.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Catch him at KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. And I'll be right back with a lot more here in the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along live and in living color all across the country, right here broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just run, oh man, and run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind and brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we
Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
Yeah, Jerry Reed and the crew and Fred up on the front seat, the old Basset Hound, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. I'm going to start out west tonight because another Pacific storm is going to produce heavy rain with mountain snow, and wait till you hear me tell you how much, and potential for flash flooding, including the burn scarred debris and mud flow areas. Now, hold on to your socks. Snow accumulations out west in the Sierra Nevadas and in the Rockies could be 1 to 4 feet, with isolated areas of up to 5 feet of snow possible over the next 72 hours. You heard me right. Now, lake effect snow downwind of the Great Lakes will intensify on Wednesday. The wind is turning around from the northwest to the north, which means it'll be blowing it more into, if you're in central New York, you'll have it all the way from Utica to Rochester on I-90, the New York Thruway, which will make life interesting there, as well as all the way across to Buffalo and other areas too. Now, it's going to intensify, and much below normal temperatures are persisting across the eastern two-thirds of the U.S. through the Wednesday night, early Thursday morning area, and we've got hard freeze warnings all the way down into the fringe of central Florida tonight. Now, all across the south, but let's go back out west and let me tell you about the snow. The snow has started in California, and where it's not snowing in the mountains, it's raining down below. And you've got rain through the produce areas, San Joaquin Valley, and on down through east of San Francisco, and over in the Bakersfield area and whatnot, over there off Highway 99, in between I-5 and 99, the various areas over there. You've also got some rain tonight that's creeping into Nevada, towards Las Vegas, with some high winds over in Arizona tonight, but that's a prelude of what's going to come. Now, in Nevada, in the mountainous areas south and east of Reno and south of I-80, you'll have some snow on the higher elevations tonight. That will drop down from the 5,000-foot level to 3,000-foot and may go down a little bit lower than that. But again, be aware of the fact 1 to 4 feet of snow in the mountain passes and as much as 5 feet of snow is possible over the next 72 hours. Now, moving over into Utah, you've got snow in the mountainous areas. You've got snow east of Salt Lake, I-80 going into Wyoming, and I-70 going over towards Colorado. Now, in Colorado, you've got snow in the Denver area, and west of Denver, you've got a winter storm warning west of the area over towards Grand Junction, and where you've got some snow right now, light snow. And you'll have snow going up 25 into Wyoming. You'll run out of it once you clear the mountain pass there on the Colorado-Wyoming area. And then you've got some scattered snow showers in the northeastern part of New Mexico tonight, high winds across the west of New Mexico, El Paso, high winds in that area. But out west, another one brewing, and I'm telling you, you better be right before you get up there in those mountain passes headed to wherever you're getting, because 1 to 4 feet of snow with isolated areas of 5 feet of snow, and the higher elevations, higher you go, the more snow you're going to get. It's just that simple out there in the Sierra Nevadas and in the western part of the Rockies, the other side of Denver, headed out that way. Let me take you across the cold part of the south. We've got from central Texas, south of the Metroplex, San Antonio, all the way across through Louisiana, most of Louisiana, most of Mississippi, all of Alabama, all of Georgia, most of South Carolina, all of North Florida, the Panhandle. You've got hard freeze and or frost warnings tonight The hard freeze comes down into the northern part of Central Florida from about Ocala North and Wildwood, if you will, and then colder temperatures on down. It'll feel like it's going to be in the low 30s by morning. Temperatures dropping pretty rapidly here where I'm at in Central Florida, so be advised. And the lake effect machine, as I said, has kicked in up in upstate New York. You've got snow tonight all the way across through Erie, all the way to Cleveland, Ohio. Lake effect snow, and it looks like as if it's starting to fire up over in Toledo because of the way the wind's blowing. Western Michigan, you're getting lake effect snow, and you're getting some snow showers in the mountains of West Virginia tonight with some bitterly cold temperatures there as well. All right, and before I go to the caller, I want to remind everybody that Moss Family Automotive, with four words, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, all 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicle. Saves you thousands of dollars. And if you want to buy a certified pre-owned vehicle, you get the vehicle at wholesale cost. Plus, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which is head to toe. And you get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle and free tire rotations. Nobody is doing that. Nobody. They are the best automobile dealer I have ever done business with. That's why they're getting customers coming from all over the country. Remember, tell them the captain sent you. You save an extra $500 on your vehicle. Moss Family Automotive. Check them out online. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. It seems to me Dan the Man is on the line. Is that right?
That's me.
Fire away.
All right, I heard your comments with Kyle Warren about the Palestinian congressman, the one that's...
She's not Palestinian, she's Somalian.
But there's a Palestinian there, too.
Yeah, but I didn't talk about her. I talked about
okay.
Omar.
I get confused. All right, yeah. Omar, that's it, Omar.
Yep.
Just because you're elected to Congress doesn't mean you have a security clearance.
Right.
The president can withhold confidential, classified, secret, top secret information from a committee or that House of Congress.
That's true.
There are only a few people, usually the only people that get it, a couple of the staff people, ranking member and the chairman of Intelligence Foreign Relations in the Senate. But if people remember, you're going back to late 01, early 02, on a Sunday program, Alabama U.S. Senator Richard Shelby divulged how they were tracking Osama bin Laden's cell phone.
Yep.
And then it went silent. They had a hard time finding him for years.
Yep.
If he divulged that on a Sunday program. After that, he was never allowed to have classified secret tops. He can't even go to a briefing. And so that's how strict it is. So if there's somebody there that's just mouthing off to a potential adversary or enemy, I doubt if she's going to get any of it. At least if the Democrats were smart, because Trump, all he would have to do is say, no, there is a security risk there. You're barred from getting it.
And well, the mere fact that she's there is prompting people to say she doesn't belong in a committee.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, you know, but they're all into diversity. And, you know, half the Democrats I have met today, and this is kind of a recent phenomenon, they hate America.
Yep.
They want to see America fail and burn to the ground.
That's because they want progressive socialism here.
I don't even think they know what that is.
Well, they know what their version of it is, but that's not what it's going to wind up being.
Oh, I know.
We're going to wind up with a communist country if it doesn't get stopped in the bud. Now, I will tell you this. They can't just do the things they're saying they can do, because we are a constitutional republic, and we have a constitution that guarantees certain freedoms, and they can't just legislate their way in. And wouldn't you know, here comes the top of the hour break.
Well, I will tell you one thing. There are court cases from the 50s that deal with the way Congress is dealing with Trump in the McCarthy era, and you can sue Congress if they go on a fishing.
All right, gotta run.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and he's probably up there, a little chilly where he's at. I'll be right back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.